Hello, sports bettors, and welcome to another live edition of the Picks Are In show, where we are coming to you live from the Virgin Casino Las Vegas. And once again, I told you guys that I had something special for you. If y'all have been listening to the show, I got something extra special. I said it was a little something special, but I got a double special for you. You know what I'm saying? It's a two-teamer today. And also, we would like to also thank the Virgin for sponsoring the Picks Are In show, the Mean Gene show, and the Sports King show. Also, we'd like to give a shout out to Captain Limousine, and that's Captain with a K. That's changing mobility forever. And if you're ever in Las Vegas, always call Captain and get on over here to the Virgin Casino. And once again, like I told you guys, we have something extra special for you guys today. As you all know, the Picks Are In show has been something that we've been working on for quite some time. And as you guys know, that my big brother started me out on his show, which was the Mean Gene show. And then we went over to the Sports King show. And then eventually he kicked me out the nest. Say, go get your own show. And so today, since we've been out here live in Vegas, and we midway through the season, over halfway through the season, and it wouldn't have been the right time until now, because I just celebrated a birthday on Wednesday. So to be able to come out here in Vegas and keep this party flowing, where we're trying to win as much money as possible, I decided to make this trip an extra special trip. And I brought not only one of my brothers, but two of my brothers out here. And you guys know, hey, if you listen to the Mean Gene show and the Sports King show, without further ado, and I'm gonna cut out all this talking and bring these guys in. And I think they're doing a little some extra stuff out here tonight, and we'll get into that later. But hey, without further ado, let me bring, that really needs no introduction, but let me bring in the one and only Mr. Mean Gene, the sports machine himself, and Mr. Downtown Wayne Brown on the Picks Are In show. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Hey. Thank you, my
what
man.
What an intro.
Mr. Pick, first of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, we won't even tell your listeners the shape you were in last night, but I'm just so damn glad you woke up to do the show today.
Hey, man, it was rough, it was hard, you know what I'm saying? But I knew I had to do a job. So, hey, man, housekeepers, they doubled up and helped me get out the bed. And helped me get out there. I say, keep bringing water. Don't stop bringing the water.
Well, Mr. Pickham, I tell you, if your picks are as great as your roulette plan, then, hey, your folks, your listeners are in for it. I tell you that. Hey, Mr. Pickham, it's good to see you again.
Hey, man, I
met you 20 years ago, brother, and it's good to be back on the show with you.
We got the pictures, and we still look the same.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to put the pictures up online where everybody can see it. And say, man, that was 20 years ago. See, like yesterday, man.
Right.
But, hey, man, it's an honor to have two of the best in the sports game on this show, to bless this show with your presence, man, and bringing some knowledge to all these bettors out here that, hey, that y'all been doing this for a long time, man. How many years you got into this?
22, anyway.
20, yes. Yeah. Yep, over 20
Since
years.
Our first
yes.
Super Bowl we did with the Raiders.
Yeah, yes, y'all been doing this thing together for a long time.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, hey, one of them things that I just say, hey, man, it's a pleasure to even be around you guys and been getting this knowledge and wisdom that y'all been giving, you know, the listeners out there, man, and people that know you, man. Just some good-hearted brothers, man, and I love these guys, man, and I'm proud to have them on the show. And, you know, I know everybody's out there that's listening like, all right. Y'all try to rush me into stuff. Y'all won't let me have my moment. It's my birthday weekend. Let me have my moment to celebrate it with my brothers because, hey, they ain't on the show that often, but we got to give them on here a lot more than what we have. But, you know, I wanted to make it a special thing because, hey, these guys have been with me and been in my corner for a long time. And like I say, it is an honor to have you guys on board and give my listeners, you know what I'm saying, some of that Mean Gene knowledge and Downtown Wayne Brown, you know what I'm saying, good feedback on all this. So once again, like I tell you guys, when we do the live show, we kind of split the way we do, like you normally, if you're listening to me, we'll split it up in a two-day span. Today, we're going to go over the sides, and then tomorrow, you know, you got to tune in and listen to see what Mr. Picks got on the over and under. So I'm going to have all this knowledge for you. So when Sunday comes, you can go on here and get your bets in and see, hey, what we doing. And I got double trouble with me today. Double trouble. So, hey, the picks can only be picked right this weekend, for real, like they always are. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into the part where I say, let's get on the money train. You guys ready?
Yeah, we ready.
The train, the train is finna go. So, hey, look, our first game for the day that we're going to cover, and like I say, we're just doing the sides today. We're not going to get caught up into doing the overs and unders. We're going to save that for tomorrow. So if you want some of that over and under action, hey, you got to tune in. So, fellas, first game we're going to get into, we're talking about the 3-7 Carolina Panthers versus the 6-3 Baltimore Ravens. Right now, Vegas has this game 41 as I already got ahead of myself. Baltimore is favored by 13 points. I'm looking at this game right now. Baltimore is going to be coming off of bye week. Carolina, you know, you got Baker, and you know they seldom to show up, and then they seldom not to show up. But right now, I'm gonna give my guests the opportunity to let them tell y'all exactly who they think is going to win this matchup between Baltimore and Carolina. Wayne, I'm going to let you have that, jump off in that first with the 13.
Okay, well, we already know that Baltimore is a better team. Carolina, they're going up and down with their quarterbacks, and right now they're putting Baker back in the lineup, so we don't know where they are because Baker is all over the place. But one thing I can say about Baker, he is familiar with this Baltimore team. So the 13, well, we're not going to get into the over and unders, but I guess I'm going to say that I like Baltimore to win this game, but I don't know that they're going to cover.
So you think Baltimore will cover the minus 13 points against?
I do not think that they're going to cover the 13.
Okay, so you don't. So you heard it from Wayne. Wayne say he don't think they could cover. What you got on that, Mean Gene?
You know what? I'm going to agree with Wayne because, you know, I know we talked about on the Mean Gene show and the Sports Kings that the Panthers are not really out of the playoffs in their own division. And, I mean, I know it's just too bad we didn't get a chance to talk to Dustin to get his thoughts on this. But I just think the Panthers are better than, you know, I know that record is 3-7. I just think they're better than that. And I don't think they're going to be by that many.
Right. And I told y'all this was going to be good today. And I'm also pulling with Carolina. If you look at my paperwork, well, y'all can't see the paperwork. You can only hear these guys. I can see my paperwork. I'm old school. I write it on paper. I'm sitting up next to these guys. They got all these electronics.
I've been trying to get Mr. Picks a laptop for 5 years. He won't even accept it as a Christmas.
I won't book. I like the way it's like money when you hear that paper crinkling and all that. It's like money when I hear them papers jingling like that. That money sound, you know what I'm saying? Motivate,
right?
You know, all that tickety-tacking, you know what I'm saying? Kind of throw me out. But hey, I'm on board with you guys as far as I'm gonna go with Carolina in them 13 points. I think Carolina really, I've been looking at the past games that they've been playing, they do enough to hang in there. They might not win. Well, I think the last game where they played, I forgot who it was last week or so, that they kind of got beat kind of bad there. You know, but still the same. It's not a every week thing that you get those kind of they get that kind of whooping like that. And I think, you know, Baker, he's played up against Jackson, you know, sometime when he was over there with Cleveland. So it's kind of, you know, one of those things.
Yeah, they beat Atlanta, actually, 25-15.
Right.
Panthers on that Thursday night game.
So it's one of those things that they will do enough to stay around, you know what I'm saying, to cover the point spread. I don't think – and I actually think that this line, if it may even go up a little bit. Vegas numbers just kind of scare you to make you think that it's going to happen like that. So if you can jump on board and get this, you know, take that 13 or whatever, hey, go ahead and get it. So, hey, all right, we covered that. Like I say, we're going to come back tomorrow with the over and unders on all these different games that we're talking about, because it's still one of these things. Hey, man, y'all say, told somebody y'all was doing some backup singing for Keith Sweat tonight. Keith Sweat concert tonight here, right?
Yeah, we kind of, I heard Wayne over there saying, I wanna. Hey. So I guess we practicing.
If Keith can cry and beg, so can I.
Hey, I told you, y'all missing it. You always, hey, look, it's always something fun going on at the Virgin Casino, Las Vegas. So you got to get down here, man, because, hey, Keith Sweat is here tonight, and,
But you know what, Mr. Pig?
What's that?
The funny part, I know what song we're going to be singing when we don't win. Who won? Nobody.
Hey, right. So, hey, man. Hey, let's move right along, man. These guys ain't got time for all this comedy, man. They want the pickets. Hey, look. So, hey, look. What's going to work and you can't have some fun? What's going to work and you can't have some fun? So we gonna jump back into the business of what you guys want. So, hey, next on the line, we have the 3-6 Cleveland Browns, as we were speaking on, versus the 6-3 Buffalo Bills. And I believe this game actually got moved
to Detroit.
To Detroit due to the weather. And I, at some places, I'm thinking that you can't even bet on this game, can you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They took it off here in Vegas, they took it off the betting board.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know they still got numbers there, but I'm not really understanding why they did, because, man, Buffalo was in a rut. They probably going to beat the brakes off the Browns because
well,
I don't think it really matters where the game was played.
Well, right. But wherever you can get this, you know, game in or whatever, right now I'm seeing that Vegas still has this as Buffalo to win by 7.5 points. So I'm taking Buffalo will still, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Cleveland will show up or show out. I don't know. I'm gonna take Buffalo.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I agree. I take Buffalo in this game as well. I think this is a must win. Not a must win, but if they want to stay in the hunt for a home field advantage and things like that.
Third place in their division.
Exactly. And they still have a chance to get home field. So I think that this game will mean a lot. But on the Cleveland side of the field, you know, you have Deshaun Watson, who now eligible to come back.
Right.
So you have Jacoby Brissett, who's been playing all this time and with no pressure, but now that Watson can come back, you may start hearing some chatters in the stands, boos here and there, and saying, hey, we want Deshaun Watson. That's going to be halfway, though, because of the fans who do not want Deshaun Watson because of the reputation behind him. So it's going to be fairly interesting, but I do like Buffalo.
Right.
Mean G?
Yeah, I like Buffalo. I just think Buffalo has a sense of urgency here. Everybody had Buffalo going to the Super Bowl after they beat the Rams on the opening day, and now they're in third place looking up at Miami and New York Jets. I think Buffalo going to beat them pretty good.
Okay, all right. Hey, I'm telling you, y'all hearing it right here from the guys that's got over 20-some years under their belt with this sports talking now. These guys don't just talk about it. They be about it. They do their research just like Mr. Pigs does. And these guys come with the real business. They know they got knowledge. This is knowledge. I'm around knowledge today. This is a knowledge show. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, look at here. Y'all getting the best of the best right now. You know, hey. If you ain't heard these guys together, and now I'm blessed to have these guys on the PixRN show together and you know, giving y'all the greatness. So, hey, next on the line we have here, we have the 8-1 Philadelphia Eagles going up against the 4-5 Indianapolis Colts, with Philly favored by 7 points. When this game opened, though, the line opened, Philly was favored by minus 10. And for some odd reason, Vegas must be seeing something for this to drop down with a team like that. But I think what it is, though, the hype is over. When you get to that point to where you on this win streak.
Yeah.
Now you can say, hey, now we normal. You know what I'm saying? We can just kind of play the game out. They kind of pretty much and already made their mark. They know they're going to be in the playoffs. They keep playing, winning. But after some point, it's stressful to keep winning like that. So I think with this line moving from a 10 to a 7, to me, I think I would jump on that Indianapolis Colt boat to say I take the 7 points. Mean Gene?
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. I take the 7 points. I think the Eagles going to win, even though they lost their first game to the Commanders. I mean, to see them lose two in a row, I don't know. We didn't think we'd see Buffalo lose two in a row either. Anything's possible. But I think the Colts, I agree with you on that. I think the Colts in that plus 7, just in case the Eagles are on the down with Spurn.
What you got, Wade?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with Philly in the 7. I think one is that Philly had that two-game cushion, which was a cushion. They still have to play the Giants twice, the Cowboys, one more time. And still have to play the Commanders. So I think they need to maintain that lead. So I think this is a must win for them in order to stay on top of that division, because anybody can win that division.
Right.
So I like them in the 7. I think the Jeff Saturday saga is now over. He's going to get a real feel for what it's actually like to prepare for a game and things like that. So I like Philly, and I actually liked them at the 10.
Okay. Yeah. And so this is one of those things where you know, you guys out there have been listening to the show where I said it. And I always tell people I keep receipts on what I say. So that way I can always go back to prior shows and you hear it. I believe it was week 6. I said when I had my co-host Jacob that was on the show with me and we were out here. And I told him it's every year that you have one team that starts winning, go undefeated all the way up until around week 10, and that's when they collapse. Pittsburgh did it. I mean, you talking about went 11-0, you know what I'm saying, and then lost everything after that. Lost everything after that. So it was Philly's year to be that team that stand out, to have that good record, but it's pressure behind all that. So when they did lose, now it's a thing that everybody feel like, hey, they can be beat.
Right.
And I say it's the teams that has really don't have a whole lot of fight. You know what I'm saying? A lot of bark in this thing, to where it'd be those teams that come in and beat them. You know, it'd be teams that you'd be like, man, what? Washington? But I picked Washington, the game they played, to beat. And a lot of times when I tell you guys that I will pick a team to cover the points, it ain't so much as to, because we sports bettors and we looking to say, hey, what you picking? We're picking the points. We're picking the points on what team is going to win. So it's not always a side to say we're going to pick them to win. So if they cover, hey, we won. If we pick the team to cover, we won. If you was looking to say, well, man, they didn't beat them, but we picked them to cover the points. So, hey, we covered that one. Hey, we're moving right along. We have your 5-5 Washington Commanders versus the Houston 1-7-1 Houston Texans, which is Washington, is favored by it opened up at -2.5 and the line has moved up to a -3. What you think about that one?
Well, you know, I like this Washington team. I think they have a bright future. They're going places. But at the same time, I just feel like Houston is due. And I'm going to take Houston in the 3 points.
Damn. It's hard as hell for me to root for a team that's only got one win and 7 losses and a stupid tie. I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm shocked that it's 3. The game is in Houston. Good Lord. And I know, just from knowing Mr. Picks here, I know how he feels about that number 3.
Oh, yeah.
So, I tell you what, the Commanders are a better team. They beat the Eagles. So, I got the Commanders.
You got the Commanders?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mean Gene, I'm going to have to agree with Wayne. I'm going to take, when I seen that line move from that 2.5,
exactly.
and it moved to that three, I say, hey, it's something in the cards. It's something in the cards. Because if they feel like, you know, a 5-5 team, which, you know, I can't say is just bad because there's other teams that's doing a lot worse.
That's true.
With a record. And you playing up against, like you say, a 1-7, and all you getting credit for is 2.5 points or 3 points. That. It's something in the cards to that to me, Wayne. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
So I'm like, man, come on. Evidently, that 5-5 ain't got too much carrot, too much weight against a winless team almost. You know, so, you know, so hey, man. Hey, so next, so we 2-1 on this one here. So next we have your 6-3 New York Jets,
Jets.
versus the 5-4 New England Patriots, which at this point New England is favored. The line moved from a -4.5 down to a 3.5. What's your thoughts on that, MJ?
If the line moved, I guess, hey, I like the Jets. I ain't gonna lie. That's been my Cinderella favorite, you know, because I have always dissed the Jets and the Giants over the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. To see them just looking good this year, their defense is good. And like you said, the line moved, right?
Right.
I'm going to take the Jets. I know Bill Belichick always has something planned. The game is at home in Foxborough, but I still like the Jets and that. What is it? I like the Jets. That +3.5.
Mm-hmm. What you think, Juan?
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you, Mean Gene. I think that the Jets are just a better team at this point, and I like the 3.5. So I'm taking the Jets.
Right. Hey, look, we got a three-headed monster going on. Because I'm in the mix with them on this one here, you know. So if y'all was a little confused about, we don't know who to go with because somebody's giving, you know what I'm saying? It could be 2-1, and you say, hey, I'm going to go over here. But look, this is my show. These guys giving y'all some good advice and everything. So, you know, no advice on here is so bad advice and stuff until you lose.
like but, Mike Tyson used to say, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Right. And this game here is a divisional game as well, AFC East. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So these guys here are, you know, hey, playing. It can only be hard on somebody on the next team, on whoever is winning or losing. Mm-hmm. It'll help or it'll hurt, you know. So when you playing a division game, it's just one of those things like, hey, you got to step up and do something. So we're all on board with this New York Jets and the Jets. Like I say, hey, I'm going to roll with them too. I got to ride with them, especially with that 3.5, you know. Mm-hmm. So we on board with this here. The next game we're going to talk about here is 3-6 Detroit Lions versus the 7-2 New York Giants. I'm looking at this game. It opened up as -4, and now it's the move to -3 on the board. I think that Detroit is one of them teams, iffy weak type of team. Mm-hmm. So last week, if I'm not mistaken, did they pull that one off?
They did.
They did?
Yeah, right. Against Chicago, I believe it was.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
they won.
Yeah, they won that game. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, I believe Detroit will do enough again, you know, and go there because everybody figuring, oh, well, this New York Giants. New York Giants are on a roll and everything. But it gets to the point in the middle of the season when you got these teams, like I say, it's one of them that you know you're not going to the playoff type thing. And now I look at you just getting in the way of teams that, you know, you messing up records or something, you know, that if they wouldn't have beat you, you probably could have got on up in there, had a better record to make yourself there. So I think Detroit is one of them teams that's just going to be messing up people's records, you know, kind of knocking them out the playoffs. So I'm going to go with Detroit with the +3. And so what you think on that, Jim?
Oh, I'm agree with you. I Detroit – you know, I got a crush on that team, too. They better than that record. They will play spoiler. And the Giants, the Giants won't even see it coming. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't even be surprised if Detroit just go on there and beat them. Yeah, right. I like Detroit.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I'm agree with you guys that Detroit is that spoiler alert team. They're looking to spoil a lot of teams' dreams and hopes. But I don't see this being one of those games. I'm taking the Giants to win outright and cover the 3 and even more.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right. Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans out there hoping that they do.
right. Yeah, I'm sure.
There's a lot of Cowboy fans.
But what about this? Unless it's just upstate New York where they're moving the game because of the elements, but this game is also down in New York, so what's up with the elements there? Is it just that it's Buffalo
think,
is upstate?
I think they're getting a heavier dose of
upstate in New York near Buffalo.
And then a lot of these games, like I say, plays the factor in, you know, the points because they some of them playing in a dome and they, you know, it's warm. Okay, right. We ain't got and a lot of these guys out there they cold and you know and it's maybe get the snowing, raining and you know it's hard. Right.
And that's why I'm looking at this game because Detroit do play in a dome.
Right.
New York don't. The game is in New York.
Right.
We know about the elements in New York this time of year, so that's why I think
that Detroit, because it's up there, Buffalo's up there in the Canada. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they're just going to get, they're getting more.
And see, and like you say, you got two teams that's used to playing in the cold, you know what I'm saying? Detroit, you know how to place, you know
right,
what
but they play, so, they but play in a dome, though.
Well, yeah, right.
So that's what I'm kind of concerned about.
So, yeah, I still think Detroit will do enough, like say, a spoiler alert. Okay. I think they'll do enough to do that. So, hey, guys, we getting through this thing. So we about in the middle of, you know, a little bit over the morning games, you know, before we get into the evening game. So this game here still is on the morning. We have the 3-6 Los Angeles Rams and the 3-7 New Orleans Saints, which at this point, Vegas have New Orleans a -3, which the game, New Orleans opened up as a -1, which I looked at, okay, New Orleans a -1. I know the Rams, you know, both these teams are two teams that's struggling. I think New Orleans just got one game up on the Rams and everything. But I think that at this point, the Rams can do enough, go down to New Orleans and take a win, you know, plus take the +3 points and you know kind of one of them things you tit for tat you know on the bottom basically almost so I think both of these teams gonna come out you know and play hard or whatever but I think at the end the Rams everybody figuring the Rams ain't gonna do it considering the fact that different players or something may be hurt or whatever they're dealing with that they won't cover it. I believe I got a little faith still left and you know I don't know how they were Super Bowl champions last year.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so this year you can't hardly tell. Just like that with a whole lot of teams. So you know, but still the same. I think they'll put a little spark back into the organization on this matchup. So what you got, Wayne?
Well, you know, I have been riding the Rams coattail for a while now, but I think I'm a believer now. When it's time to jump, you jump. So I'm going with New Orleans in this game here.
Okay. Gene?
Me too, because I tell you, the Rams, you know, it's a horrible – they're in last place. They are Super Bowl champions until someone knock them off. Hell, they was knocked off in week one. Nobody fears them. And like you said earlier, Mr. Picks, come on. Super Bowl champions, you only you know – you're an underdog. There's a reason why you're an underdog.
Right.
Because you suck this year.
Yeah.
I got the Saints.
You got the Saints. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we got two with the Saints. And, you know, like I say, I'm a rock with the Rams. So, next, we got your 3-7 Chicago Bears versus the 4-6 Atlanta Falcons with Atlanta -3. This game opened up with Atlanta favorite -4. So what you think on that, BG?
Ooh, Bears and Falcons. Well, I tell you what, I know it's wintertime and Bears get hungry. They get hangry. Bears get hangry.
So they get hangry.
And, boy, they're going to see a Falcon and they're going to take them out to lunch.
Uh-oh.
I like the Bears.
You like the Bears?
Like the Bears.
All right. And then, Wayne?
I like the play of Justin Field, but right now, I think I'm going to take the Atlanta because, again, that division is so I don't want to call them weak, but at 4-6, they're still in the hunt. I mean, they're one game out of first place at 4-6, under 500. So they need to stay up there. So I'm going to go with Atlanta to take this.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with Mean Gene on this, Wayne, because I think Justin Fields, he's one of them, like I say, you just never know what you're going to get from him, you know. Because he'll take off running on you, and, you know, they playing in Atlanta as well. So, but, you know, it's just one of them things. I think Justin will do something to kind of you know, get the team over the mark this Sunday and everything. So I'm going to take that plus three with Justin, you know, considering the fact, like I say, I'm watching these lines and they going up, just kind of swaying, kind of making you think that, mm-hmm. you know, they may not do it or they can't do it. But for some odd reason, I just think with them dropping down minus, they know that Justin, it's impossible with this guy and this team, man. They could go in and, you know, make this happen and take a win and, you know, kind of put Atlanta. Atlanta is another one of these teams that just, you know, almost going to be in the way of other teams. And just, you know, I think you got two teams that's finna do this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Both these teams just going to be in the way and be like, man, come on. So mm-hmm. I think the outcome going to be, I think, Chicago see with this one here. All right, so we're going to move right along here, and we thank you guys for tuning in, listening to us, and, you know, like I say, I'm proud to have these two young men on the show with me today, and we live here at the Las Vegas, the Virgin Casino, you know, here doing a live show. Man, Mean Gene, you've been on the go for the last 2 weeks out here, man. You and Wayne been on the move, man. And I know you guys, like I say, this is the third show. This is a triple work for y'all this weekend. You know what I'm saying? With these guys coming on the show. And, you know, we doing this show together. So, hey, man, y'all feeling okay and everything?
Yeah, we feeling okay. We just know happy hour is right around the corner.
Yeah, I think them sliders, man. Y'all ate them sliders, and now y'all over here and did two shows, and now you're sleeping. I can see it. These guys.
Yeah, the sliders came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah.
Hey, there's some good eating going on around. These guys got a lot of good restaurants up in here. The hospitality, everybody, you know, all the workers, everybody here is pleasant. I mean, you can't get it no better. I don't think you can find it nowhere else, you know, the way they treat us out here. And, you know, it's great. It's great. So, you know, I'm glad to be here with you guys, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So, you know, like I told them, hey, these guys say they ready to go do happy hour and they going to bet drunk.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to move right along to the last game of the morning, which would be between, hey, the 2-7 Las Vegas Raiders versus the 3-6 Denver Broncos. Considering the fact that, hey, Wayne is my guest, and Wayne is also a diehard Raiders fan, we're going to let him go in first to tell us what he think. At Denver is favored by 2.5 points, and it's still at a 2.5 points. It hadn't moved. They still favorite. Yeah, the line hadn't moved anything. What you think about that, Wayne? You was out here, hey, last week and went to the game, man, and you was taking pictures, and they sent me them pictures, and you was smiling and everything. I told him, tell Wayne to stop all that smiling and go get in the game and help out. So, hey, Wayne, we going to let you do the proud honors, man, telling us what you think that's going to happen with your two and seven Raiders.
Can somebody wake me up?
I know.
Yeah, no, actually, I think the Raider is the better team in this. And, in fact, the Raiders went up and did Denver last year and beat them last year. I could see that happening this year. Do I want it to happen? I don't know, because I'm in that whole tank atmosphere, if you will. But the Raiders will be too good to tank. I think Denver just too up and down. Denver won last week. I believe they won last week.
Yeah.
So I see them coming back down. So when I say you're up and down, they win one, they lose one, blah, blah, blah. I like the Raiders to cover and win this game.
Okay, then. Mean Gene?
Well, Wayne already know. I said on a previous show that actually Denver lost to Tennessee last week.
Right.
And, that's right.
Yeah, they lost. So I think Denver's gonna win. I don't know what it is. I think the Denver coaches are under the fire. The Raiders have had every opportunity to put teams away. They haven't, and they are also 0-5 on the road this year. So I think Denver's going to win. I think Denver's going to take care of business.
Well, I'm going to go in as far as to choose Denver also. I think Denver will cover this. You're talking Wayne. If y'all win, which I doubt it because I'm not picking you guys, so y'all ain't gonna win. But even if y'all win, the boo is still gonna be at that zero. Did y'all score last week?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You scored last week?
Yeah, with 20 points.
25 to 20.
That was week eight. That was week eight. My bad. Oh, that was week eight. Yeah. New Orleans whooped you 24-0. Oh, my bad. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's still, y'all really just getting over that boo side of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think, was that a Halloween game? It was a whole lot of boo going on that one. But still the same. Man, I don't think the Raiders them one of them teams, at some point, you still fighting for the love of the game or to keep the fans, you know that, hey, man, we didn't just give up. But at some point, you get to see in the realization in these teams that we really just trying to get the picks now. They fighting for draft picks, man, and it ain't really no hope or no hype in it no more. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I don't think you really can just get hyped on a two. You know what I'm saying? Especially when everybody else in your division is already – you know, just gone. Ain't no catching up to it.
What? Wait a minute. Denver's only 3-6 now.
Well, I take
one game better.
I take. Hey, look. Hey, and they gonna come in and put themselves at 4-6. You know what I'm saying? That's with the Raiders at 7. Hey, they the Raiders is going to, and move to Houston and hang out with the Houston. Hey, they got a lot of coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So hey. You know, I'm going to go, like I say, man, I'm going to rock with Denver to cover that 2.5 one. I think, you know, that Russ will come out. You know, he'll do enough up there in Denver, man, to, you know, kind of say, hey, look, we can get this done.
He better. Yeah. Boy, they going to run him out of Mile High.
Hey, that's what I'm going to say. You got a quarterback they try to get run up out of there. They really want to go back and go and get, what's Seahawks?
John Elway? Yeah.
No.
Manning?
Peyton Manning?
No. Seahawks and them quarterback now.
Gino?
Yeah, they want to trade for Gino. We want to give it back.
We made the wrong trade.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So when they put that out there, like, and you as a elite Super Bowl quarterback, know that they tried to go get a backup quarterback for you. Hey, we made a mistake, please. We'll take less money to get back. You know what I'm saying?
I know it.
We want Gino. They like, nope. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you got Russ that's struggling, and he got to try to fight for his job against a team that's struggling that you don't know who's going to have a job with that team. So I think Denver will come out and handle their business on that. So, hey, fellas, we have 3 games left, which is going to be in the evening side of this, and we're getting down to the clock out time of this. But, hey, we're giving you listeners what you need, where you can go in bed. Try to make the most you can, and betting responsible is all what I tell you now. So, hey, evening game we got here is your 6-3 Dallas Cowboys versus the 8-1 Minnesota Vikings. Right now, Dallas is favored by, well, it opened up at 2.5. Now it's down to 1.5. Mean Gene, what's your thoughts on this one?
I like the Vikings. I like the Vikings. The fact that I don't know how you're going to have an underdog at home in the Vikings. The Vikings are a whole lot better. They just showed that by beating Buffalo, beat a team that they were supposed to beat. I know the Cowboys just lost to Green Bay. They're thinking that the Cowboys are not going to lose back-to-back games, but I say they are. I like the Vikings.
Wayne?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Vikings as well. Early in the season, I picked the Vikings to be one of the strongest representatives out of the NFC. I'm not going to change that. I do like them. I just don't like the weather elements for the Cowboys either to go up into Minnesota, where it's only 30 degrees. I just like Minnesota in this game.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking at this here, and both of you guys on board with Minnesota on this. And I just think, like say, Dallas didn't take a bad whooping, but they did lose. And I think Dallas can do enough, man, to go in here to Minnesota and luck up and end up covering. Like I say, I think since they are favored against this team, for some odd reason, it's just something into it. You never doubt it. I took Dallas on the where they was favored to beat, who was it, by 10 points? And it happened. They blew them out, man. Mm-hmm. So I think Dallas is doing something. You know, that's not my team of choice, but still the same. I can't knock these guys for, you know, what they're doing out here. And, you know, they bringing it to the door. And I just think Dallas is, you know, like I say, they see they're in the race or trying to catch up with the Giants. You know, and you know, if they keep falling back, Washington will end up catching them. So, but you got the Eagles that's leading in the division. So, you know, Dallas feel like they can do enough to come back and try to, you know, stay in the hunt of this thing, you know. So I think Dallas will come in here and cover, even with this line moving down, I believe they'll still cover the 1.5 points, you know, and win this game. And I think the last game we were talking about with that the Raiders in Denver, that's a AFC West division rival game too as well.
Yeah.
So we got like 5 division games, you know, this week, week 11, you know.
Yeah.
So everybody doing a whole lot of fighting. So all right, we are gonna move right along to the second evening game, which is gonna be between our 5-4 Cincinnati Bengals and the 3-6. I will pitch Bird Steelers, Mean Gene,
yes.
Which this is also AFC North rival match, which right now Cincinnati is favored by 3.5 points, which this game has dropped down. It opened up as Cincinnati being a favorite of -5.5. What you think, Wayne?
Well, you know, I'm just thinking back to the
Wait, stop. I got ahead of myself. My bad. That ain't your team no more. Mean Gene.
Yeah,
mean
no more. I'm sorry, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, we'll get back to you like this after these messages.
I'm sorry, Wayne. Hey, look here.
I'm sorry, Mean Gene.
Hey, no worries.
Get him first opportunity on our team?
One reason why that line may have dropped, because, you know, we were just talking, Minka Fitzpatrick is back, T.J. Watt is back. I can see a little loving coming that way. I'm going to go with the Steelers in that 3.5.
Okay. We'll get to you in a minute, Wayne. I'm next. We talk about my team. Hey, like we say, this is a divisional match where I call it the lick back game. This is the lick back game.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, we in the beginning, week 1, we went to their house and beat them in their house.
Where's
you know what I'm saying?
At,
I think
man.
It was like, yeah, icky. So the score was like 20-23. We won by a field goal or something. So this is, like I say, it's the lick back game where Cincinnati figure they gonna come to our house and they want their lick back. They wanna win this game. And I think at this point that Pittsburgh, you know, still see some life in them. You know, we got this thing going to where ain't nobody really just took off. I think Cincinnati and them, they like 2 games. They 2 games in front of us. And then I think you got Baltimore, which is leading us. They 6-3. So everything is still catchable. And you know Tomlin will get into this thing where, you know, he'll turn some stuff around and make some things happen. And I believe us being at home this game, we need to do something. We got to shine. So I think we'll do enough to cover, you know, the 3.5 points. You know, we got TJ back, so that's been a help on the defense, you know, side of it. So we got a lot of guys that's stepping up. And when you're playing a rival game like that, which these guys have known playing against each other, it's going to be some hard ball playing going on, you know, come Sunday and everything. So I think Pittsburgh will do enough to, you know, take a W. What you think about that, Wayne? Wayne's World.
I think it's amazing how we just sat up here and listened to Mr. Pick come up with all of this beat.
Hey, man, I'm trying
giving you every reason in the world why he stink. Pittsburgh. He giving them all the benefits.
Hey, man, I'm trying to motivate people's pockets.
If you don't cut it out.
I'm a pocket motivator.
Pittsburgh don't have a chance in the world to win this game.
I'm a pocket motivator.
Pittsburgh don't have a chance to win this game.
Hey, we're going to put you off this show, man. We can't have you keep coming up here talking bad like that about Pittsburgh.
Hey, they opened up against Cincinnati. Now, we talked about it at the beginning of the show, or we talked about it with the Rams, how you have the losing team normally has that
home field advantage or something.
No,
after
you lose the Super Bowl.
The hangover.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cincinnati had that hangover when Pittsburgh beat them that first game.
Yeah.
They have turned it around, and they're going to whoop the brakes off of them.
Oh. And you sound like Iggy Wood.
You know what I'm saying?
Iggy Wood say the same thing.
I think Iggy must have sent him some money.
I think so.
He sent him some cold cuts.
I think he did.
That sandwich you was over here eating, man, that wasn't no slider. That was a cold cut sandwich.
Man.
Iggy?
Listeners, don't you remember how we talked about how we hung out last night and everybody had some drink? But as soon as you started talking about Pittsburgh, all of a sudden, these dudes just done. I don't know. They done jumped on this money train and trying to.
You need to be in the caboose of this train.
You gonna
mess around here and miss your plane to Denver. You got to get suited up.
Yeah.
Don't you got a game you got to be helping play in on Sunday, man, against Denver?
I just sat up here and listened to all these.
He wanted to drop the mic.
I just sat up here and I'm just thinking in the back of my head. I'm like, he's not saying.
Hey, sir, first drink on me. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get him so hyped up, he ain't gonna be able to sing back up for Keith Sweat up there. His voice gonna be hoarse, man. You know what I'm saying?
I like Cincinnati to cover and win outright.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, hey, look at him. We are getting down to the last and final call. We're gonna come back tomorrow and we're gonna be blessed with these guys' presence and knowledge that they're gonna give you. Their thoughts on the over and under on each game we have went over with. So our last, Sunday. We got the Sunday night game. We got the Monday night game. Sunday night game, we have your 7-2 Kansas City Chiefs in your 5-4 Los Angeles Chargers. Right now, Vegas have Kansas City, which has opened up at 5.5, which has moved to 4.5. And this is also AFC West divisional game as well. And like I say, now it's at 4.5. Kansas City is favored by 4.5 point, which I said, Kansas City is 7-2. Chargers are 5-4. What your thoughts on that, Mean Gene?
I'm going to tell you, I like the Chargers. It's a division game. I like the Chargers. I know the Chiefs. Not saying that the Chiefs are a bad team. I think the Chargers are covering.
Wayne?
I like the Chargers.
Yeah, I think I agree with that statement, even though Kansas City is playing some good ball. The Chargers seem to always play them pretty tough. Mm-hmm. In fact, have more opportunities to win than they do losing, or at least cover the spread. So, yeah, I do like the Chargers in this game, even though I'm starting to lose that faith or that once hope that Justin Herbert was going to be the next up and coming. I just don't see it anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Hey, I'm in agreement with you guys on this game here, man. I'm going to go with the Chargers. I think Chargers will do enough at home to cover, you know, that 4.5 point spread that Vegas got them sitting at right now. So, like I say, I think the Chargers will cover it. So, hey. We are down to our last side game that we have been covering for the week 11 matchups here. And we are going to the Monday Night Football game, which will be in Arizona. So this is between your 5-4 San Francisco 49ers versus the 4-6 Arizona Cardinals. Wayne, what's your thought? Well, right now Vegas has this game. It went San Francisco favored by 5.5 points and jumped all the way up to 8.5 points. What you think?
Wow, that's an amazing jump right there. That's just, I'm not going to say it's unheard of, but that's an amazing jump. I'm not all that impressed with either team. Mm-hmm. I think 49ers, though, they're starting to get healthy, get a lot of players back and things like that. So I am going to go with the 49ers. Well, ooh, 8.5.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is tough. That's tough. But I'm going to stick with the 49ers, and I'm going to say they're going to win by 9. Actually.
Whoa! Wow! Mean Gene, what's your thoughts?
This is a setup, man. There's no way.
Thank you.
There's no way the Cardinals are that bad at home.
Boy.
And the 49ers are okay. You know, 5-4 ain't that hell of a good record either.
Exactly.
So how are you going to go in there and beat somebody by 9 points?
Exactly.
I got the Cardinals all over this one.
Man, that's why I told you.
This is the first game I'm going to bet on.
Did you hear me just say they're getting healthy on defense? They're getting everybody back? You better listen.
Well, I'm going. But you say you're taking the 49ers, right?
I'm taking the 49ers.
Because they're getting everybody healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
But like you say, this is one of the trap games. This is a trap game of week 11 that you dishing. Now, that many points, you know, and just like I say, the two trap games, you got the Baltimore and the Baltimore and Carolina game, that's a trap game. With that many points, 13, I know they're coming off about a week. And then you got this game here. I can't see Kyler Murray and them. Well, I don't even know if he's playing, but still the same. I think who's ever playing, I don't think they're that.
I thought you were going to say Pittsburgh was a trap game.
That's a truth game. Hey, that's a truth game. Yeah, that ain't no trap game. What you talking about?
So you think this is a trap game, huh?
Yeah, this is a trap game. This is a trap game on Monday night. You know what I'm saying? Mean Gene, you will be in the comfort of your own home and watch this game. You won't be on the road. Wayne will be at home. Everybody be at home, man, with the feet kicked up. And it's getting cold back in Texas, man.
That's okay, but hey, ain't nothing like sleeping in your own bed.
Man. Hey, boy, woo, I know that's
days
real.
On the road, it'll be 10 after this trip is over.
Hey, don't get it wrong. Now he say ain't nothing like sleeping in his own bed. The comfort here is like sleeping at home, but you can't sleep here too long without missing your home. You got things to go
it's
do.
It's lovely here.
It's lovely here now. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want you guys to think how he said that. Me and Gene been on the road. They've been working hard. These guys have been on the move. We all have been doing some things where we've been on the move, and we got together this weekend to bring y'all all this good info and stuff. So, hey, man, these guys ready to get out and take a break because they've been going since they've been back here. And we finna get ready to get out of here. We thank you guys for listening, and we want you to come back and join us tomorrow for the second half of the Picks Are In show. Hey, and we thank you all, and we be looking for you all to be listening for us tomorrow. We out of here.
Peace.
Peace.